Welcome to the hottest damn podcast on the planet, Cash Talk Podcast. It's no talk like cash talk. Damn it!
Yo, this your boy Chris Cash, aka I'm Elgin. I want to welcome y'all to the hottest damn podcast on the planet. I want to welcome y'all to Cash Talk Podcast. There's no talk like cash talk. All right. Thank you guys that have been following the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all the other podcast platforms and apps. Thank you for following, downloading every episode and streaming the content. I really, really salute you. Go keep telling your friends. Go keep telling your family. Go keep telling the strangers, damn it, about Cash Talk Podcast and get them to also follow us. Follow Cash Talk Podcast on Facebook. Search Cash Talk Podcast and find the Facebook page and go ahead and follow us for exclusive content. I hope all you guys doing good, doing blessed. Lizzo is in the news, okay? All right? For attending NBA basketball game the other day, made headline, twerking on the sidelines. Everybody talking about what happened. Cheerleaders was out there dancing. They started playing Lizzo music. And so she started dancing along with music and started twerking and things like that. But what really got a lot of people upset is the fact that what she was wearing wasn't, some might say, it wasn't too appropriate to be wearing to a NBA game where you have kids, family, and you know, they're attending. And so she's twerking and she's dancing these seducing and sexy, you know, moves and stuff like that. And she bends over, you can see her whole backside, damn it. I mean, damn it, I thought for sure clouds come down to the ground and it's called fog, okay? But damn, I didn't know the moon come down close to the floor. I guess it turned black, okay? Now that's how big her booty was, okay?
Her booty, not booty, her booty,
okay? And, but she's dancing, you know, all these seductive and sexual moves and all that. Now, I wouldn't have too much of a problem with it. I don't think too much people would have too much of a problem with her dancing or twerking, whatever, right? That's not unheard of, you know. But the only thing I think that some people is having a little problem with is the fact that this happened at an NBA game. Okay, you're twerking and you're dancing and you're showing your backside, your underwear showing, and your pants. I mean, you got kids, family, sitting courtside, sitting in the crowd, and I mean, they had her on a big screen and all that, damn it. Okay, all right. A lot of people just really disgusted. Well, a lot of people is supporting her. A lot of people think this is great. A lot of people are saying, yay, two thumbs up for the, you know, big girls, heavy girls, you know. She's representing. Y'all just jealous. Just for some of you guys to give you some feedback on who exactly who Lizzo is. Her real name is Melissa Jefferson. Melissa Vija, known professional as Lizzo. She is an American singer, rapper, songwriter. Was born in Detroit, Michigan. She moved to Houston, where she began performing before moving again to Minneapolis, where she began her career as a recording artist. Okay, so that's just some little backdrop on who Lizzo is. And also, she's 31 years old, around that. She's a recording artist and a singer or whatever. Everybody was talking about this. And everybody got an opinion on this. I went on social media today, and that's all everybody talking about. You already know. I got to come to Cash Talk, all right? Because there's no talk like Cash Talk, damn it. And I got to talk to my people. I got to talk to my compadres, my amigos, okay? My ride and dies. Because you already know, be not them, be us. Just not a hashtag. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of life. The Timberwolves was facing the Lakers. And I don't know when, like, exactly in the game it was. But I know her music started playing. They started playing in the stadium. She must have, you know, had a couple drinks in her, feeling good. And just, you know, she just started dancing, you know. And then, as you know, she got low, 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 low. I mean, damn, couldn't get no low. She got any more lower, she would have been in hell. Okay, if she would have got any lower, she would have been in hell, damn it. Okay, I'm just keeping it sane. She made eye contact with the ants. Okay, that's how low she got. Okay, I have saw worse things. Okay, I'm gonna admit public places that make this like a welfare case. Okay, all right. So no crime was committed. You know, she didn't hurt nobody. I mean, we can live but see another day. I mean, things ain't so that terrible that I say, hey, we need to boycott her career. Boycott her career. It's not nothing like that. But I wanted to address them, and I have got a lot of messages from you guys asking, Cash, please, what's your take on it? So here y'all go, damn it. Don't say I don't love y'all, okay? I saw the video, and I feel like personally, and it was distasteful. If I can be honest, and this is my honest opinion, damn it, okay? So you don't agree with me, you just don't agree with me. But I just think it's a time and place for all this. At a basketball game, I mean, you have so many children. I'm going to say that again. Just kids everywhere. Going to be with their families, to watch a game, to enjoy the game. Not to go see Lizzo twerk and show her backside. I mean, now this is the thing. When I heard people talking about it, like, oh, you know, making memes of it and joking about it. And, you know, I'm like, okay. What's the big deal? You know what you know. And then when I went and actually saw the video, I ain't gonna lie, my eyeballs almost popped out of my head. Okay, all right. And if my beautiful queen listening to now, I'm out to hide my eyeballs that popped out of my head because of, you know, see, I like what I saw. My eyeball popped out of my head because I couldn't believe it. Like, you saw her whole backside and her panties and everything. It was. To me, that was too much. And I'm not saying that she meant to do it, but I mean, you did walk out of the crib wearing that outfit. So, you know, dancing off a rocket tail like that and such like that, and you wearing that type of outfit. I mean, come on. As soon as she bent over, you saw everything. And I just think Miss Lizzo, she should have had better common sense than that. Okay? And so, the criticism that she's getting from the people, that from those of you that feel some type of way, hey, I'm with you, damn it. Okay, you heard me? I said I'm with you. All right, and anybody don't like it, they already know what they can do. All right, they didn't kiss my cash. All right, so listen, all I am saying, my beautiful people from all across the world, okay, give y'all 700 claps. Y'all so beautiful. Alright, okay. Now, I'm just saying, okay, now, I know some of you guys that listen to me and follow me and things like that, okay? I know some of y'all might be in your feelings right now. Don't get, this is my personal opinion. You have the right to your personal opinion. It's okay to agree to disagree. Alright, okay, it's okay. I mean, for those of you that say, hey, leave her alone, y'all nitpicking, you know, what's wrong with her dancing, you jealous, or you fat shaming, or you got something against big women. Listen, I would say you guys are reaching just a little bit. I mean, come on, damn it. I mean, listen, now y'all gonna act like your eyeballs didn't see what I just described. And you telling me your eyeballs don't work? Now, listen to me. You know, if you haven't saw this video of Lizzo, you know, twerking at the Laker game and the Timberwolves game, go check out that video. Go to YouTube, put Lizzo's name, twerking at basketball game, and go check out that video yourself. And go email me at renotinbeus.inquiries@gmail.com, and you tell me. If you got eyeballs, right, message me and let me know. Straight up, what do you think of that video? Am I reaching? Or is people might say, hey, man, listen, I just think it was distasteful. Is they reaching? Or do you can some of you guys just fucking admit and say, you know what? I don't really see nothing wrong, but I could kind of see, you know, maybe she shouldn't did it, and knowing that it's family, families are everyday children and trying to enjoy a basketball game. Because I don't think I've been petty, and I don't think anybody that feel any type of way is being petty. A lot of us is it's old school, and I'm definitely old school when it comes to a lot of things. And you know, I'm come from the time when you know, man, you respect yourself as a woman. You know, you don't show open skin to the almost to the damn point that it look like you got an outfit made of skin and just have you know, saying a little piece of fur. You know what I'm saying? That's your outfit. Your skin is your outfit. And the clothing part, that little tiny clothing part is the design on it, okay? I mean, this is what world we living in right now, but everybody is just half naked. You know, it's zero below zero when you're still walking around with a thong on. We live in a very, very sad time, if you ask me. You know, it seems like everybody want to be naked. Nobody want to be a mom no more, you know what I mean? Everybody trying to be models and porn stars and shit like that. Man, sit y'all ass down, okay? This world going to hell fast, damn it. I mean, I can't be the only one walking around planet Earth to see all the things that we facing as a society, damn it, okay? All right? And all we can do is shake our rump, okay? All we can do is show the world we can trick. Okay, and to my black queens out there, I'm talking to you, and you listen to me good. And I know a lot of you might not like what I say, but that's how it is when you about that truth. Damn it! If we ever want to be respected by the masses and other cultures, stop being the bottom of the barrel and for them picking over you. Bro, we gotta learn to carry ourselves a little bit better. Some of us, okay, you know, because we have to get under the mindset that each individual represents the culture, okay? There's people that follow and listen to me. Don't you think I know that, damn man? They listen to every word that I speak. They look at everything I do just to rain for me to F up or screw up or just to say, hey, I knew Chris Cassidy, nothing but a nigga, okay? I know this. I keep in my mind that, look, I am representing a culture. When people see that it is a black man or a black person that can go out there, do great things, but respect everybody, ain't killing nobody, ain't doing all the stereotypes we get as a people, you know, then I'm doing my true diligence to make this world a better place, okay? And all the change, some of the stereotypes of black people, okay? So my black queens out there listening, man, I know you women get it worse than anybody else, black queens. But listen, we have a woman like Lizzo tricking at the side of a freaking NBA basketball game. She ain't even a cheerleader, damn it. The cheerleader's not even doing no like that. The cheerleaders was dressed more than her, and they be wearing them little Daisy Dude shirts with them shorts with them Dallas Cowboy boots. Okay, all right. Come on, all right? When I see things like this video, it disgusts me, to be real with you, man. To keep it sane, damn it, okay? To keep it sane, it pisses me off. So the big screen, they had a... And they're dancing like that. Everybody saw this. Yeah, sometimes there's people out there that nitpick at things, is trying to get shit, you know, trying to find something wrong with things. But this is right in your freaking face. Is this the worst thing? Is this the worstest thing that ever happened? No, okay? No, it's not. But is it something that, to me, shouldn't happen? It shouldn't happen and shouldn't happen again? Yeah, damn right, damn it, okay? Yeah, damn right, okay? Take that to the bank, damn it. It should never happen again. It shouldn't. And for those of you black queens out there that don't see no problem with this, okay? Just remember, this is why we are not getting the proper respect from the people. Because we accept shit like this. That's all the talent you have to move your booty cheeks up and down. That really, once you move your brain and your mind up and down, okay? Once you use come on. I mean, you got more to offer out there, man? Just take 1,000 selfies and just show body parts and shit. Half of y'all is, in relationships, man, with your husbands and your, you know what I'm saying, and got your boyfriends, and y'all just some disrespectful creatures, some of y'all. You know, like, who are you putting these selfies and these half-naked pics up for? Who? Because last time I checked, Facebook wasn't Pornhub. Okay? All right? Last time I checked. So I don't know who y'all putting this for, because your man is at home. Okay? Who are you showing your chichis to? Your man is at work. He's at home. Okay? I mean, what is special about your boot thing? What is special for him? What did he got just for him? What is secret? What is this exclusive deal, me marrying you, if the whole world gonna get to see my cupcakes, your cupcakes? I mean, come on, damn it. Listen, man, I just want to scoop all you guys and tune in Okay, this is the hottest damn podcast on the planet. This is Cash Talk Podcast. No talk like cash. Okay, make sure you go follow Cash Talk Podcast Facebook page. That's Cash Talk Podcast. Remember, Cash Talk is on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and all your favorite podcast platforms, damn it, okay? Remember, we not them, we us. Listen, you can't see this video and then walk away and try to tell somebody, look, you just, y'all bogus, society is so wrong, everybody dick picking. That let me know you, like, you got a lot of growing up to do, that you need to be mature a little bit. You know, maybe you need to wake up a little bit, damn it. Because that's part of the problem. Half of you don't see no problem with nothing because you've been brainwashed. You've been living this type of lifestyle, clubbing, partying all crazy and shit like that. Teaching your 4-year-old, 3-year-old daughter how to twerk and shake and thinking that shit cute. Bringing Mary, bringing Tyrone, Curtis. You bringing Bobo, JoJo. You bringing Coco, Lolo, all in the house. I mean, each day he got a new daddy, damn it. I mean, come on. So I get that some of y'all might not, you know, say get the message, get the memo, okay? So those of you guys who kind of scratching your head, like, what's wrong with society, right? Well, they can't see what's wrong with this. Don't worry about it, y'all. They not capable. Okay, they come from a school where their mama taught them that was okay. So all they doing is passing down the history and tainting their little 9-year-old, 10, 13, 11, 12-year-old daughters to dance like that and think it's cute. And representing yourself right. You putting yourself out like a 2.0, and then but you want to get respected, okay? Like you a $100 million woman. Sit your goofy ass down. Damn it! Okay? All right. This got to stop. Someone got it. Look, I'm the right one. Okay, all right. I'm not the wrong one, damn it. I am the right one, damn it. All right, so all I'm saying, listen, I'm not shaming Lizzo at all, so I don't really know too much about her track record or anything. But all I'm saying is just for what she did the other day and in this video, her tricking sideline of the Lakers game and the Minnesota Timberwolves game, to me, was just a little bit too much, a little bit too over the edge, and just to me, just very distasteful. And it set women back 100 years. And for my black queens out there, those of you that are entrepreneurs, businesswomen, respecting yourselves, to those of you that know there's a place and time for everything, thing I'm trying to drive in to y'all, damn it, okay? Yeah, I know y'all got greasy hair. Go wash y'all hair with some shampoo, okay? Go get them, go make sure you wash the chemicals out there, because all I'm trying to say, maybe this is the main message, what I'm trying to say, there is a time for everything. Okay, and if you wanna truck to your booty for all them, man, that's okay if you at a party. But the dude at the NBA game where you got whole families, man, children, okay, looking at you just acting like an animal. I mean, it's just distasteful. I couldn't even look at the whole video, and it just pisses me off when I see so many of you beautiful, 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 intelligent women out there supporting bullshit like this. Because the only people that's going to support filth like this is the people that thinks like Lizzo and don't have a self-respect for themselves. What you might think is not important, because obviously some of y'all think, you know, this whole situation is not that important. If you got words or things, probably like Trump and other things like that. But let me just tell you, this is, to me, just as more important than anything else in the damn world. Almost more than breath in your lungs, damn it. It's dangerous out here, okay? And but when you got women that think what Lizzo did the other day is okay, and then you you run back and talk about how all the guys and creeps is after you, or you getting these nasty pics in your inbox, or how you almost got assaulted. Listen to me. I mean, come on. Look at the shit that you are condoning. You know, half of you is half nagging on your social media. You got no clothes on. You got daughters looking at you on your friend list. Man, that shit sad. Like, the urge for fame and attention is outweighing anything else. Y'all gonna all burn in hell, man. I'm keeping it sane. This is still the hottest damn podcast on the planet, okay? This is Cash Talk. There's no talk like Cash Talk.